Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope and resilience. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is gonna hit close to home for a lot of us. Ever catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or what's the point? Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we? Those little or sometimes big whispers of self-deprecation that can really chip away at our confidence and leave us feeling like we're drowning in negativity. But guess what? We're not powerless against these negative thoughts. In fact, today, I am spilling the tea on how to heal from self-deprecation and finally break free from those chins holding you back. Let's get real for a sec. Self-deprecation can feel like a comfort zone, right? It's that familiar voice in your head telling you you're not worthy, not smart enough, or simply not good at anything. But trust me, it's a dangerous trap. It keeps you stuck, prevents you from reaching your full potential, and honestly, just makes life a whole lot harder than it needs to be. Nah, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Sienna, you seem so confident. And hey, maybe on the surface I do, but let me tell you, self-deprecation is something I battled with for years. I used to be my own worst critic, constantly putting myself down and doubting my abilities. But through trial and error and a whole lot of therapy, I discovered some powerful strategies that have helped me shift my mindset and finally embrace my worth. Ready to break free? Here are 5 golden nuggets you can use right away. 1. Become a thought detective. Ever hear the saying, you are what you think? It's so true. Our thoughts shape our reality. So start paying attention to those negative whispers in your head. When you catch yourself thinking something like, I messed that up, ask yourself, is that really true? What evidence do I have? Often, those self-deprecating thoughts are based on distorted perceptions or past experiences. Challenge them with logic and facts. 2. Practice radical self-acceptance. This one is tough, but so important. We all make mistakes. We all have flaws. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for imperfections, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a rough time. Be kind, understanding, and forgiving. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, and your worth isn't defined by your mistakes or shortcomings. 3. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, celebrate every victory. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you make a healthy meal instead of reaching for takeout? Give yourself credit for those accomplishments. Acknowledge your strengths and talents. You deserve to feel good about yourself. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. Your environment plays a huge role in shaping your mindset. Spend time with people who uplift and inspire you. Limit exposure to negativity, whether it's from toxic relationships or constantly scrolling through social media that makes you feel inadequate. 5. Don't be afraid to seek help. Sometimes, we need a little extra support to overcome self-deprecation. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable guidance and tools to help you heal and build a more positive relationship with yourself. Think about a time when you really put yourself down, maybe even after doing something good. You know that feeling when you tell yourself it doesn't count or I could have done better? That's self-deprecation talking. Now imagine replacing those negative thoughts with encouragement and support. Instead of saying, ugh, I messed up, try okay. That didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this and do better next time. See the difference? It's about flipping the script on those ingrained thought patterns and choosing kindness over criticism. Listen, healing from self-deprecation is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel amazing and days when those negative voices creep back in. But remember this. You are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. Never underestimate your power to choose a more positive path. So go out there, slay the day, and don't let those self-deprecating thoughts hold you back. Remember, I believe in you. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Together, we can create a world where everyone feels empowered and capable of achieving their dreams. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.